morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Shay Mortimer. She's the marketing person at the City of Chickasha. Shay, good to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me today, George. It's good to be here.
Great show as we get ready for the 7th annual Wings and Wheels Air Show and Car Show at the Chickasha Airport next week. So we want to thank our cool conversation sponsors first before we get into that. And they, of course, are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley System. So the big event coming up this next weekend, and you put a lot of BST in this, blood, sweat, and tears over the last several months, I guess, huh?
We sure have. Yeah. Lots of sweat, for sure, at least. sweat equity, man.
That's it.
You know, our 7th annual event on June 7th, it's our golden year. You know, if you think of a golden birthday. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to be our best year yet.
A lot of groups, more things to see and do and take part in. And
yes, we've got more performances than ever. We're hoping to have more cars turn out there for our car show than ever. We've got more platinum sponsors than ever before. Honestly, this has been a record-breaking year for us, and we're looking forward to having one of our best shows. And hopefully we have more people.
It's free admission.
Absolutely free admission, free parking, free bottled water. You know, you don't have to spend a dime unless you really want to. We will have food trucks and vendor booths out there, so you can come and enjoy a full day of free family-friendly fun and maybe grab some food from a food truck.
Bring a lawn chair and hat and sunscreen and
yes.
a blanket, something to sit
something on.
There's
to sit
on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the only things we want you to leave at home, you know, weapons, coolers, your animals, and airplanes don't really work so well together, so please leave them at home. No motorized vehicles, you know, scooters or mm-hmm. anything like that. Medically necessary devices, of course, are welcome, but trying to minimize all of that. So no weapons, no coolers, no animals.
It starts really early for the car show. The air show itself won't start till about when?
Right at noon. Mm-hmm. The gates will open, though, at 8 a.m., and that's when we'll have our car show registration starting. You'll be able to walk through the car show, see all of the cars. We had over 130 there last year. And we will also have free Young Eagles flights starting at 8 a.m. That will go until about 11:30, but spots fill up super fast. Last year, we flew right at 100 kids, and I think our registration was full by about 10. So you'll want to get there early. We'll have vendor booths, like I said, the food trucks. So there's something to do all day. Lots of aircraft on display to see. You're not going to be bored if you get there early.
So no entry fee for the car show.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. And we will be giving away lots of awards. I believe that we've got 7 categories for first and second place, and then we'll also be giving 4 overall awards.
And a sponsor for the car show this year.
Yes, we're excited. We've got Marshall Auto Supply here in town, Napa. They are on board as our title sponsor. So this year's car show isn't just Wings and Wheels Car Show. It is the Napa Car Show at Wings and Wheels. With that, we're going to have a cooling area that they're providing. So doesn't matter if you're there for the airplanes, the cars, the food trucks, whatever, go enjoy that cooling area that they're going to provide.
Now, people can register either the day of the mm-hmm. event, or they can register in advance, right?
Yes, we have online registration going on right now. We'll close that down just ahead of the event. That way we have time to print out everything. But you can also register in person that morning. Pre-registration is not required. It'll just cut down on the form you have to fill out that morning. If you do register online, you'll come grab your tag, stick it on your car. That way we know who to vote for. And also, if you are coming to the car show, don't forget to vote for our People's Choice. There will be some information there that day on how to vote.
How long will the vehicles be there?
They will be there until about 1:30. That's what time our awards are going to be. We had so many cars last year that our judges felt like they were a little rushed. And so this year we will be taking entries until about noon. And then from noon to 1:30, our judges will judge the car show. And we will be giving out our awards right as the air show concludes at 1:30. Kind of wrap up the event by giving away some great awards.
So just so much to do in one spot.
Yes.
For a lot of, what was the attendance last year?
Last year estimated? We had over 5,500 people. And, you know, with that comes a lot of vehicles coming to the airport. I know by 11 o'clock last year, I was getting messages that people were backed up on the other side of the bridge on Highway 81. So we definitely recommend get there early. I know it's going to be hot and it's going to be a long day, But get there early so that you can really enjoy the whole time and you don't get stuck in traffic. We will have people in the parking lot. LSI partners with us on the parking lot to help get everybody.
Life Skills Institute.
Yes, to get everybody into an efficiently managed parking lot. They're really great at that. And we have several shuttles. And so even if you end up parking, you know, almost at the road, we have shuttles that will help you get back and forth. One thing our shuttle drivers have asked me to remind people is they aren't going to remember where you park. So please remember where you park or get close at least. That way, you know, you don't have to drive around the whole parking lot on your way out.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on the Cool Conversation. Shay Mortimer is with us from the city of Chickasha. And you don't do this by yourself. And when last year's show ended, you already started making plans for this year, I guess, didn't you?
Immediately. We've got a really, really great committee. We started out several years ago, I guess seven years ago now, with a committee of very dedicated airplane enthusiasts. And we've kind of got a core group. We've got Mitch Williams, Clark Southard, Ronnie Hightower, Adam Horn, Chase O'Brien. And we've got several others that join us here and there as they can. But that group is really committed to help us with fundraising, to help us with planning the whole event, making decisions. They're out there working really hard all day long. So if you know them, definitely tell them thank you for their work helping put this event on. It would not be possible without a great team.
So a number of corporate sponsors at different levels, and they're paying for all the talent and all the groups coming in, right? No city funds spent.
No, we do have some. We do have city funding spent. Okay. Yes, the Chickasha Municipal Airport Authority commits a certain dollar amount, and then the Chickasha Industrial Authority also commits a certain dollar amount. So it's not, you know, it's not the same dollars that are being spent on our roads and our streets and everything like that. This is designated specifically for this in the budget every year. But honestly, the bulk of this money that provides this event does come from our sponsors. This year we have, it looks like, I'm trying to do really quick math in my head, George, 12, I think, platinum sponsors, maybe 11. And, you know, those platinum sponsors plus our title sponsors, Chickasha Wings and Napa Auto Supply, plus, you know, the city's dollars really go a long way in helping us. We've also got in-kind sponsors that help us with things like t-shirts, with media, like you guys. And we could not do this without our community, without our staff. We've got really great staff who work ahead of the event that you may never see at the event. But it really is a team effort, and I'm honored to get to be the one to talk about it every time.
Let's talk about some of the performances that's going to be out there.
Yes, that's the fun part.
Yes.
So this
year, air show. Yeah.
Yes, this year we've got, I think we counted 11 just now, performances that will be happening. We've got several new performers, several who are returning, who our crowd just loves. We've got a couple that are going to be on display and flying, and then some that are just going to be on display. So some of those performances, if you've seen our poster, you have seen Eric Egren flying upside down. You may have to do a double take to say, is he really upside down? He is really upside down. So he's one of our headliners this year, and he will be doing two different performances in his Taylor Craft T-Clips airplane, and you'll probably see him upside down.
Is it Stephen Covington that does the PA and the professional announcing and all that?
Alan Mitchell. He's the voice of the Flying Circus. Okay. He does announce for Stephen. Yes. So Alan Mitchell, he's worked really hard to help source all of our performers, organize them, and he is going to be announcing our show. He's a very high-energy announcer, and he really brings a really thrilling atmosphere to the whole event. And then we've got a new air boss this year. His name is Scott McMillan, and we're really excited to see what Scott and Alan have put together for us.
What are some of the other flying exhibits we're going to see?
Yeah, so Stephen Covington, who you mentioned, he's going to be doing two different aircraft this year. He's got a T-6 and then his green pits that everybody knows, Fury. Also returning, we'll have Michael Galloway, Spanky is what he's known as. He's got the red Extra 300. The Christian Eagle 2, the really colorful airplane that we've had the last couple years, it's flown by Leland Cratcher. He will be back this year. Some of the new acts, we've got Jeff Kane and Aaron Taylor. He's Twisted Texan Air Shows. We will also have Falcon Flight. They're going to be here with their six ship demo, and they are known as an experimental type aircraft. That's one that Mitch Williams always likes every year, and so it's really fun whenever we get to have them in. Paul Richmond will be having a motorcycle race. We haven't announced who he's going to be racing yet, but that is definitely going to be very high energy as well. And then the Devil Dog B25, they're going to be on static display. They were on static display several years ago, and they're actually going to fly in the show as well. So you'll get up close with them, and then you'll get to see them fly. Steven will have his T6 on static display before he flies it. And then we'll also have a C1A Trader. David Huffman is flying it in. If you were at the event last year, you might remember it as the plane with the wings that fold. Lady Liberty, the A26, it will be there. Lady Liberty's been to our event several times. It is the oldest flying invader. It's the 130th one produced, and it's based out of Enid. They come down with a little bomb train, which is a children's activity. You can get in the airplane, see, you know, everything about it. And it's one that the crowd always enjoys. So we're excited to have them back this year.
A lot to see and do, for sure. So
yes.
We want to direct people to the city's website. There's lots of information about the air show there, right?
Yes, complete details. Any updates that we have are at chickasha.org/wings.
And on Facebook, too. I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more on that here in these next few days, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Go to our Facebook page. We're City of Chickasha, or at Chickasha OK. And we've got our event listed there. RSVP, invite your friends, and, you know, come out early, stay all day. It's going to be fun.
This is next Saturday. Now you've got a VIP thing on Friday, right?
We do have a VIP event on Friday. We've invited all of our sponsors, our committee members, some of our dignitaries to come out and just enjoy a little bit before the event, get to see what's happening, and then, you know, treat them to a little special day the right. day before.
And that'll be on Friday at noon. It's different because it had been the evening the last few years.
Yes, so we be have at noon. Changed that. So sponsors, you should have that in your email and make sure that you see it as at noon.
All right. Have we covered everything? You think so?
You know, I think we've covered just about everything. You know, again, just to emphasize, leave your weapons, coolers, alcohol, pets, and unauthorized motor vehicles at home. And don't forget your sunscreen, your sunglasses, your hat, your lawn chair, blanket, whatever you want to sit on. It's going to be a really fun day, and we're really excited to have this next Saturday.
And bring your cameras.
Bring your camera.
Mm-hmm. All right. And please share, right?
Yes.
All right. I think we'll break a record with the attendance, I think, this year.
I hope so. Do you have any guesses?
I'll go six. I'll
okay.
go 6,000 and see okay. how close we get.
So. I like it. I'll be sure to update you.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you, Shay. Appreciate it. Shay Mortimer, Marketing Director for the City of Chickasha, with the 7th Annual Wings and Wheels Air Show and Car Show coming to the Chickasha Airport next Saturday, June 7th, the airport about 2 miles north of Chickasha on Highway 81. Big thanks to our Cool Conversation sponsors today, and they are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems.